some more work and my ordination. A few years later, Mission Bungalow was built at Port. We also started a school for girls there. Miss Jane Wilson Harvey came to serve there. Her sister Miss Rebecca Harvey had come to visit her as a tourist in India. After she returned back to her country, she died within 2 years. But she had donated some money for the construction of the prayer hall, church, at Pod, and soon the church was built there. Miss Harvey did a very good ministry at Pod. She established many schools in Pod and nearby villages. People gladly send their children for education in these schools. Now there are around 10 schools run by Christian teachers. On demand of the public, we also started a school near a factory at Dapodi, which is just 6 miles away from Pune. We also conduct worship service there on Sundays. The work of our mission was independent. Therefore, according to the instruction of the Foreign Mission Committee, we started worship service in the school at Kasba. But we did not forsake the fellowship of Nanapet Church. To assist us, the committee sent Reverend William Reed in 1904. But he went back within 1.5 years. Later, in his place, Dr. J. W. Youngson came to Pune. He had done a very worthy ministry in Punjab and had acquired thousands of acres of land and had given it to the Christians there. There were 3 villages established, namely Yangsonabad, Martinpur, and Shantinagar. Yangsonabad was established in the memory of Dr. Youngson. Dr. Youngson is now about 60 years old. He is an intellectual man, highly enthusiastic and optimistic in his approach. Considering the service at Pod, Pune, Dapodi and few other places, Mumbai Presbytery ordained me in November 1916.